Zog the Mishnah Vayta, Masech the Sanhedrin, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hey, Ben Saira Meir, Nidain Al Shem Soifai. A Ben Saira Meir is judged, and this is very different than most of the Torah. He's judged on the path that he's headed for and what will be in the future. By the way he's acting, he's showing us he's going to live a life of robbing and even killing. And therefore the Torah says, Yamos Zakai, let him die now when he's innocent, Val Yamos Chayiv, and not die later when he's over the worst of Eros. Shem Yisasan Shadeshayim, for when the Rasha dies, the death of Rashayim Hanolahen is Be'emes Hanah for them, because they can't sin anymore and get into more trouble. Vanoli Olam it's Hanah for the world. Well, the Tzadikim and Misa for Tzadikim Ralahen is not good for them, because they could have done more mitzvahs. V'ra'la Olam, because their mitzvahs were protecting. It was a schus for their generation. And then the Mishnah gives us other things that are good for the Rashayim and bad for Tzadikim. Yayin v'sheina, wine and sleep. We're talking about they drink so much wine that they fall asleep. Hanolahen v'anoli oilam, it's good for the Rishayim and good for the world. When they're drunk and asleep, they can't sin. It's good for the world because they can't harm others. Ola tzadikim for tzadikim, ralahen v'rali oilam. Wine and sleep for tzadikim is bad for them and bad for the world. Bad for them because you're not learning Torah then, and their schusim aren't available to protect the world. The lashon of the batanura, kishehen mizbatlim, and they are void of their taira, peronius baliolim. That's when Tsaris comes to the world. Zakta mishnah vayter pizr l'rashayim, the scattering of rashayim. Hanah lehen, that's hanah for them, of hanah li'olim. If they don't communicate, they can't plot together to help do bad things. That's hanah for the world, because those bad things don't happen. The tzaddikim, when tzaddikim can't communicate with each other, ra'lehen, that's bad for them, because they can't help each other accomplish good things, talk and learning. V'ra'li oylam, and it's bad for the world, because the world doesn't get those good things that would happen if the tzaddikim can talk to each other and plan good things. Kinnis l'rishayim, when rishayim are together, ra'lehen v'ra'li oylam, it's bad for them and bad for the world. Letzadikim hanolahen, for tzadikim it's hanah for them, vanoli oilam. Sheket l'rishayim, when things are very calm for the rishayim, ra'lahen, because they'll be able to use this opportunity to be over chatoim and harm others. But v'letzadikim hanolahen vanoli oilam, but for tzadikim, it's good for them and good for the world, because they will use this chus to study Torah and to perform mitzvahs. Okay, in our Mishnah, we learned that a Ben Sarah Moira who is killed is not really killed for the chet that he's doing now, but we realize where he's headed. He's going to get used to his bad habits. And when he won't be able to keep it up, it's going to lead to robbing and killing. So it's better that he dies now, innocently, and he shouldn't die later when he's chayiv misa for his chetoyim. And the Mishnah went on to explain, Shemisas and Shereshoyim is a hanah for them, because they won't be able to do any more aveirois, for every aveir one is accountable for, and it's hanoli oilam, that the Averois won't happen. People won't be hurt. The earth is calm. Also, the Averois generate Chatoyim and a Kitrug. As far as the Tzaddikim are concerned, when Tzaddikim pass away, it's not good for them because they lose their opportunity to perform more mitzvahs. The Grub, before he was Nifty, was crying. They said, "You, why should you cry? You used every second of your life for the right thing." So he picked up his tzitzis. He said, "You know what a world this is? You know what a person gets for just wearing tzitzis for doing nothing? What is it cost to wear tzitzis? We don't understand how precious every moment of mitzvahs are." So for tzaddikim, when they pass away, A, they lose their opportunity to do more mitzvahs, even though they're going to be amazingly rewarded for the mitzvahs that they did, as everyone is, but also the world loses the schus, the protection that their mitzvahs generate. Wine and the sleep that comes from wine is a hanah for the Shoyim, because they don't sin then, and it's enough for the world, because the Averas aren't being done. Now, it means two things. A, they're not physically hurting anybody, and B, a lot of times, the Yad Rama explains this. The world is half mitzvahs and half Averas. Along comes one Avera, and it tilts the whole world, Letzat Choyven. There's such punishment for that. But if they're not sinning, it could save the whole world. For Tzadikim, the wine and the sleeping is Ralahen, because they're not being Isaac and Torah and Mitzvahs, and it's not good for the world, because maybe the world needs their Torah, their Mitzvahs, to protect the world. Maybe the world is, as the Adrama explains, half Zakai, half Chayiv, and their one Mitzvah tilts everything L'kav Schus, and it saves us from who knows how many Tzaris. Furthermore, when Ashayim are scattered about, they can't communicate with each other. That's enough for them, because they can't get together and plot how to sin. And it's enough for the world, because those chetoyim don't take place. But for tzaddikim, it's the other way around. When tzaddikim can communicate, they can figure out how to do good things. It's enough for them, and enough for the world. When there is calm in the world, that's not good for the rishayim. It makes them more emboldened to sin. And it's bad for the world because of the chatayim that are taking place, and it could be machriya the entire world, like avchayva. But for tzaddikim, calm is good. They have menuchas hanefesh, and they can learn and serve Hashem with their mitzvahs. They tilt the scale of schus for everybody.